is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Capital One Bank.
I'm Gary Nahn. When the Senate impeachment trial proceedings begin, focus is expected to be on Democratic demands to subpoena witnesses and documents that could bolster the case against President Trump. New York Democratic Congressman Hakeem Jeffries on Fox News Sunday says it's not just Democrats anxious for witnesses and documents.
We've had five Republican senators say that a fair trial should involve hearing from witnesses. And we've also seen that the nonpartisan Government Accountability Office has concluded that the White House broke the law.
Trump attorney Alan Dershowitz on ABC's This Week.
If witnesses are permitted, it will delay the trial considerably because the president will invoke executive privilege as to people like John Bolton, and that will have to go to the court, and we'll have to have a resolution of that before the trial continues.
The Senate goes to work Tuesday. NASA and SpaceX just minutes ago completed a test that could open the door to resumption of human spaceflight from the U.S. in a matter of weeks.
Dragon launch escape initiated.
Dragon's away.
Live to CBS's Peter King at the Kennedy Space Center.
All about the small abort rockets that would pull the Dragon capsule and a crew safely away from its booster rocket if something were to go wrong after launch. They launched the Falcon 9, then intentionally shut it down about 2 minutes into flight. The Dragon's motors appeared to fire perfectly. The parachutes worked. The Dragon splashed down about 20 miles offshore, less than 10 minutes from start to finish. If all the data add up, SpaceX could launch humans to the International Space Station as soon as March. Gary?
Germany has called together world leaders, including Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, to discuss ways to end Libya's long-running civil war. CBS's Cammie McCormick traveling with Pompeo in Berlin.
Leaders from several nations are gathered here. Foreign intervention in Libya is seen as one of the key factors to the continuing war there. The U.S. is concerned Libya could turn into another Syria. The fighting threatens Libya's oil reserves, and it's interfered with the U.S. counterterrorism efforts in the region. So the leaders here will appeal to the warring factions to observe a ceasefire.
Meghan Markle's father, Thomas, is accusing his daughter of cheapening the British royal family. The interview was done before Buckingham Palace announced that Prince Harry and his wife no longer will be working members of the monarchy.
She actually got every girl's dream. Every young girl wanted to become a princess, and she got that. And now she's tossing that away for, it looks like she's tossing it away for money.
Thomas Markle interviewed for British Channel 5 documentary. Western China rocked a few hours ago by a magnitude 5.9 earthquake. No immediate reports of injuries. This is CBS News.
Why settle for average? With Capital One, you can open an account with a savings rate five times the national average. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A., member FDIC.
Now, from the Cairo Radio News Center at MyNorthwest.com.
The principal of a private Catholic school in Gig Harbor is accused of giving drugs, money, and alcohol to a student. According to Cairo 7 TV, the Archdiocese of Seattle received credible allegations against Devin Reyes, the principal of St. Nicholas Catholic School, saying he'd given the items to a student while in his previous teaching role at Seattle's O'Day High School.
Anytime we receive any allegation of any kind, we'll do investigations. Sometimes they turn out to be nothing, and sometimes they turn out to be something more serious, as in this case.
Archdiocese spokeswoman Helen McClanahan says the case has been turned over to the police and parents have been notified. Reyes was fired on Tuesday. And a permanent statewide ban on flavored vaping products could be on the horizon. Governor Jay Inslee proposed legislation last week to do just that. The proposal comes with less than a month left on Washington's temporary ban, which expires February 6th. According to the News Tribune, the bill would also require e-cigarette makers to limit nicotine levels in products and disclose ingredients to the Washington State Department of Health. And now it's time for your weather forecast.
A few scattered showers in the forecast, especially around midday and through this afternoon across western Washington. A few snowflakes in the Cascades, but no major snow accumulation expected. Temperatures today in the low 50s. Overnight lows into the low 40s. We'll see 50s again for Monday with a few scattered shower chances. From the Cairo 7 Pinpoint Weather Center, meteorologist Claire Anderson.
Right now it's 45 degrees in downtown Seattle. For Cairo Radio, I'm Alec Downing.
Subscribe to us on YouTube for our Can't Miss Clips. Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. News and talk powered by the Pacific Northwest.
The following is a paid program on this station.
The information in this program is for educational purposes only and is not meant to diagnose, prescribe, or treat any illness or disease or injury. Consult a qualified health practitioner for answers to your personal medical questions.
This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Are you
welcome back?
One in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Don't give up hope. Dr. Yardley has had success with thousands of patients who previously tried all kinds of different procedures, but to no avail. Patients come from around the world to right here in the Northwest to get treatment from Dr. Yardley. So listen and learn about his unique and natural methods and the possibilities for you. This is Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley.
Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. I'm with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Lee, I wanted to talk about correction versus containment. I know this is kind of an important area, particularly at the Yardley Institute. What is the difference between them?
Well, most of us have been raised in a society where we've got two choices out there. We've got health care and we've got disease care. The problem is most of what we call health care is really disease care. It's waiting till we're sick, we're injured, we got a problem. What are we going to do about it?
Does that sound like we're moving towards containment in that case?
Yeah, if you take a look at it, it's all about putting a name on it. They put a label on it. You know, it might be acid reflux, or it might be MS, or it might be Parkinson's. But they give a name to it. It's called a diagnosis. And then in theory, what they're going to do is attack it and get rid of it. But regrettably, most of the time with chronic illnesses, we can't get rid of it. Most of the time with chronic illnesses, it tends to be more of a containment approach.
And we manage it, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a person has high blood pressure. Well, that's a bad deal. I mean, it could kill your kidneys. It could cause a stroke. So what do? You put it on blood pressure-lowering medication.
Yeah, you're diuretic.
And that's a good thing, except that when do you get to go off the medication and now no longer have a blood pressure problem?
Okay.
The answer is never.
So that's containment
approach.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that crosses all the healing professions. It's true of chiropractic. It's true of osteopathy, homeopathy, naturopathy. You take a look at it, and yes, each one has their own modalities, their own way of attacking these things. They have their areas where they can do a better job. But in the end, that's what they're doing. It's disease care.
They're containing it.
For the most part,
okay.
Yes. So healthcare is a different game. Healthcare is asking the question, why is the body not healing? First of all, it's predicated on the assumption that the default setting for the body is to heal itself. And therefore, if it's not healing itself, why is it not? That's a whole different question. It takes you down a whole different path and a different place.
And this moves us towards correction. So the question that you're asking is, what's getting in the way of the body doing what it is perfectly capable of doing?
Exactly. So what we do is we start exploring the body's healing systems. There's a series of control systems. There's a network of communication that really facilitates healing in the body. And this may not be anywhere close to where you perceive the problem to be.
Oh, you mean, okay, now we're starting to move towards what you do. Because you may have, say, for example, a lower back problem, but you treat it with the upper neck.
Well, exactly. Our approach is typically going to be where the control centers are, which is in that brain-body connection.
So you're saying that you don't necessarily treat the issue at the location of what you perceive the issue to be at.
Right. What we're not is a better widget to fix this or that. What we are is let's look at the control systems that facilitate healing and find out what's not working right.
Okay.
You see. So it's like in your house. Now, let's say your toaster stops working.
Right.
What are you going to do? You're going to say, maybe I need a new toaster.
Sure.
Is it plugged in? Is the plug turned on? You see.
Right.
Let's say the next day you walk in, the toaster's not working, but at the same time, the microwave's not working and the refrigerator's not working. Well, yeah, you could futz around in the kitchen if you like and try and figure out, but you might say, maybe there's a circuit breaker that's blowing. And I put money on it. You're not going to stay in the kitchen.
No.
You're going to go out to the garage. You may even go outside to find that circuit breaker, not even close to where, you know, you're perceiving the problem.
The assumption is when multiple systems fail, there is something controlling those multiple systems that needs to be dealt with.
This is so true of the people that I see. Many people come in with not one problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there's one biggie that they're looking for help with.
Right.
But there's usually a syndrome, a series of things going on, seemingly unrelated. And if they've gone the disease care approach, and most have, they've got – and medicine's easy to pick on because we all have experience with it.
Sure.
But they got a drug for this. They got a drug for that. And they don't realize that there is – you know, there's a common cause that may be feeding a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, basically they're containing the different symptoms, but they're not actually eliminating them.
Right. a containment versus correction approach.
What's different about the Yardley Institute and what you do, Dr. Yardley?
Well, first of all, we limit our practice to that. That's why we are a healthcare institute. We go down that other path. That's the only path we go down.
You mean the path of correction?
Correction. Two, we deal almost exclusively with the brain-body connection because this is where the control systems are to virtually everything that goes on in the body. And that's where we live. That's what we deal with. And that's what we look at when people come in.
So you probably have a good example of somebody that you've worked with in the past that had this kind of thing that contained several issues and then dealt with it through correction.
Interesting that you should ask me that. There was a gentleman that I've been taking care of,
mm-hmm.
and his mother passed away. And so his niece flew out from the East Coast for the funeral. She was going to be in town for 2 weeks. And he'd had such a good experience with us, and he's a really nice guy. So he actually arranged for her to come in those 2 weeks and see care with us.
Okay.
And she was in like early 20s. She had skin conditions. She had digestive issues, a whole bunch of things going on. No one had helped, and she really didn't have any help, any hope that we were going to help her either. During those 2 weeks, though, there was such a profound change that when she returned to the East Coast and found that she had great difficulty finding anyone that could do this work, she was looking at relocating back to Seattle. Now, as it was, we were able to find someone in the East Coast, and she was able to continue the care that she started with us.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at YardleyInstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Mike, so it was sciatica. I had that too. You ever get the thing where it felt like you're, there was something shoved in your foot?
My whole right side. I had an issue with my whole right side and the sciatica. I mean, it got to the point where I was literally thinking that I was going to become wheelchair bound.
Wow.
I suffered with it for a very long time. I've tried lots of things to solve this. Massage therapy, other chiropractors doing different things, not what he does. But, yeah, I've tried a lot of things for a long time.
How has your life changed now?
Oh, totally life-changing. I now can move. I was before, with the sciatica especially, I was afraid to just twist or turn. Sitting down, I had to be careful. Standing up, I had to be careful. I couldn't hardly get on my knees. I've got grandkids now, and it was really starting to bug me that, you know, I couldn't be as active as I wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now it's like you said, the day after was just amazing.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to describe it.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can help you get healthy again. Call now during the show. It's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card, and that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. It's 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at YardleyInstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
C is here, of course. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Chuck, here in just a second. But he's kind of, well, I guess in my mind, unusual because he doesn't have a litany of symptoms so much.
Well, you know, one out of four people that come to the Yardley Institute come for preventative and long-term quality of life care. In other words, they don't come with a specific issue that they're looking to get
help
with.
They don't have an ailment.
No, they're there saying, you know, I want to see if I've got a compromised brain-body connection. If I do, it makes good sense to get that corrected and thereby avoid problems in the future.
And when they do that, if they don't have a complaint specifically, how do you know the brain-body connection has helped them?
Because of metrics. Because we can measure this. We can measure this physically. We have the instrumentation and the sophisticated equipment to allow us to determine if it's there and if we've corrected it.
Well, everybody has that equipment, right?
No.
I'm kidding. Actually, you're one of the few places that does have the equipment.
Well, that's because that's what we limit our practice to. This is our area of focus.
Let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Great. Glad to be here.
Got Dr. Yardley here to give you a heck.
Chuck, we're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah, that's normal.
So, Chuck, tell us a little bit about what motivated you in the first place to make an appointment to come see us at the Yardley Institute.
Yeah, I got motivated by listening to what you were saying on whatever radio station 2 or 3 years ago. It was in December.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to what happened to you that you were relating on the thing. You were confined to a bed and all of those details. And I thought, my goodness, what a thing to recover from. And so I thought, you know, maybe some of my things would go away if I gave it a shot. So
did you have some things in mind when you came to see us?
Yeah, small symptoms.
Yeah, I had, my principal symptom at the time was I've always wanted to find some way to get rid of my glasses. Now, that never has gone away, but I've also had a pain in my neck whenever it happens, and I've gone into chiropractors, you know, to get that done. They've all been good guys, and they'd be gone for a while, but that... I thought, you know, maybe whatever he does that's so different, it might help.
So you walked into Dr. Yardley's office, and what was your experience like there, Chuck?
Well, it was a deal. You know, I made a special deal, which I always like those special deals.
Really?
And that's what really got me in there, first of all. But then I was sitting in on a presentation that is just the philosophy of the way they do things, and I'm in the philosophy anyway, and of course not this particular philosophy, but I thought, you know, this makes sense anatomically, electrically, and mechanically, and so I thought, you know, this ought to be a good thing to give a shot at.
You wouldn't be an engineer, would you?
I have been, yes.
I can hear it in your explanation. I know an engineer when I hear one.
Okay.
So, Chuck, what was your impression with the initial workup, and what was the adjustment like?
Okay, my impression, like when they gave the x-rays, that's probably what you're talking about, isn't it?
Sure, yes.
Yeah. I thought, man, this is right on. I mean, the guy seemed like I had to move my head a millimeter or less or in different direction. I thought, they're getting very exact, and I like exact. And so that part of it was great. I didn't know where we were going with the thing, but, man, it seemed great to me anyway.
So was it something that you found highly invasive and painful, Chuck, when you did the procedure?
Are you kidding? You're not kidding.
I am kidding.
That was actually a problem in this thing because I never got any pain. I thought surely I was going to feel something sometime. But even when he gave an adjustment, I barely even felt the side of his hand. I didn't know what was going on.
So as time went on, what kind of changes did you experience, Chuck?
Yeah, that's good. I noticed that my changes, I wish I could say I lost my glasses. I haven't yet. I think they are changing a little bit. I just noticed an overall general wellness feeling, and the problem in my neck is gone. I don't have it anymore. And I also had, I can't remember now, it's been so long, and I don't remember bad things very long anyway, but I had a occasional pain down in my lower back.
Yeah.
And that's gone unless I overdo outside some way, but that's not doesn't have anything to do with my back.
Chuck, it sounds like your just overall quality of life has improved for you.
Oh yeah, there's no doubt about it. And another way the quality of life has improved is I didn't know what was going to happen, but I got my wife, one of our sons and our daughter down there, and boy, it's really changed them. So I like that. That's probably equal to me.
It sounds like smiles all the way around the family.
Oh, yeah. And everybody was skeptical. It was fascinating to hear the skepticism, but it eventually went away.
Chuck, I want to thank you for making the time to talk with us today. It's great to meet you. Great to chat with you.
Okay.
Thank you, Chuck. You have a good day.
You bet.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients
at yardleyinstitute.org.
Rick's a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and he'd been dealing with leg and low back pain and sciatica for 10 years. So, Rick, what happened after you started care with Dr. Yardley?
After about 3 weeks, my pain started decreasing, and then probably at the end of 2 months, I was doing fine. The whole nerve pain in my left leg's gone. The needle-like sensation that I had in my calf for 10 years is gone, and I'm back to working my regular job and my business, and then doing fun things, scuba diving and other things.
Nice. So you didn't have to cancel that vacation.
Yeah, the vacation was a scuba diving trip down in Santa Barbara, and all I was thinking about was I wasn't going to be able to do that because my back pain and the leg pain had gotten incrementally worse.
Okay, but you found Dr. Yardley. You're no longer in pain. So how was the vacation?
Well, it was fantastic. I got to dive some places. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Awesome. I take it you'd recommend Dr. Yardley.
Oh, absolutely. It totally fixed my life.
Find out if Dr. Yardley can fix your life. Call now during the show. It's just $38 prepayment with your credit card. And that's a great deal because normally it's $148. This includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with Dr. Yardley. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show and it's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment online at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
And we're back. Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. is here. Now, Lee, we were talking between the segments about eczema, and I guess you had a visit about this? I can't imagine we're even talking about eczema. That's not something I would equate with what you do.
Many people feel that way. My wife came up to me and said that recently we had the mother of one of our practice members, and she came up and said, you need to do a radio program on eczema. Now, there's a reason that she said that.
Okay.
And the reason was, about 8 weeks before that, she'd brought her daughter in to be evaluated for a compromise in the brain-body connection.
Sure.
And in taking the history, one of the things that we found out was that her daughter suffered from eczema. Her daughter was 14 years of age. So they opted to begin care to get that brain-body connection connected. And one of the amazing things to them was within 6 weeks, the eczema was doing 80% better.
No, wait, stop. That's a skin condition.
Yes.
And what you do is the brain and body connection. What you do is align the brain with the spine and allow the communication to be restored between the two.
Right.
Eczema is on the skin. Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Well, the skin is the largest organ in the human body. Now, there are many other organs. There's the kidneys, there's the liver, there's the lungs. The function of the kidneys is to remove toxins in the body.
Correct.
However, if the kidneys are not working as well as they're supposed to, the backup system is the skin.
You mean if the kidney can't get rid of it, it'll come out the skin?
It'll come out of the skin, you see. And so the way the body works is it has a series of control systems that are linked with various systems like the cardiovascular system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, and they all have to interface.
Okay.
And what makes that happen is communication. And communication occurs primarily across the nervous system.
Right.
Secondarily, it occurs through the endocrine system. And these systems are unfortunately vulnerable to compromises. And the area that that's most likely to occur, that it can most easily occur, is in the brain-body connection at the very top of the neck. So when we correct that brain-body connection, it now allows these systems to begin to interface and function the way that they were designed to.
You're restoring the control system.
Exactly.
This is like Iron Man's suit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if you've seen the movies, but Iron Man, in every Iron Man story, every movie, every comic book, the basic story is something happens to the suit, right? He catches a missile or whatever, but one of the control systems in the suit goes down.
Mm.
And in order for Iron Man to triumph, the suit has to be brought up to a certain level of functionality again for him to save the day.
How does that happen? How do they get it back up to its functionality?
Well, that's the Tony Stark part.
Oh,
Tony,
that's the whole story.
Yeah, he's the brilliant guy that built the suit. He always has to fix the suit in one way or another.
Well, I think that's a great analogy.
You're Tony Stark?
No, I don't think so. But, but anyway, it's a great analogy when you take a look at it because it is, you know, it's very much how the body works. And so when you start dealing with things like skin conditions and eczema and things like that, the amazing thing is they can respond so well.
How often has eczema responded to your treatments?
I see it year in and year out. It's perennial.
And
multiple cases, dozens of cases. There was a case that I saw many years ago in my early years of practice. A young girl was brought to me, and she was literally covered from head to foot with eczema.
Wow.
And she was 7 years old at the time, and she was a very difficult child to like. And the reason she was difficult to like is she was in pain all of the time.
Sure.
And she was just very difficult to handle.
Sure she was.
And so we started her under care, and within about 90 days, there was dramatic improvement in her skin. Within a year, it had cleared up completely.
Really?
And the change in this young girl that occurred during that period of time. And over the next 12, 13 years, I saw her on a maintenance basis coming in. And she'd come in as a teenager, and she'd say, Dr. Yardley, well, actually, she called me Yardley. She'd say, Yardley, I'm out of adjustment. So I'd check her, and sure enough, she'd be out of adjustment. You know how she knew?
How?
One of the ways that you know that you've got an attack of eczema coming on is your skin starts burning and getting itchy at night. And although she hadn't broken out, she could feel that beginning, and that was telling her that problems were beginning to start again. And she knew to get in and get checked. And we didn't have to see her all that much at that stage of the game. But I actually followed her through to her late teenage years, and she did remarkably well.
And this is something that is consistent through your practice for many, many years.
It is. Another case that came to see me, a young Samoan boy, about 7 years of age. And I saw him just about 3 or 4 years ago. Within 30 days, his skin had cleared up. It was quite amazing.
Now, we have to be clear here, especially when we talk about something like eczema.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cure eczema. That's not what this show is about. That's not what the Yardley Institute is about.
That's exactly right. That's not what the Institute's about. We address only the ability of the body to heal itself and as it relates to a compromise in the brain-body connection.
So when you eliminate that compromise and the brain and the body are communicating again, and that restores what, the control systems?
The control systems. They can now start interfacing and functioning at 100%.
And so that allows the body to heal itself?
Exactly.
I'm sorry, but you are Tony Stark.
Thank you. I'm sure that's a compliment, and one day I'll know who Tony Stark is.
Oh, Dr. Yardley.
I apologize.
No, that's all right.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
You can hear from over 100 patients discuss the incredible improvements they've experienced with Dr. Yardley at the Yardley Institute. Health issues like neck and back pain, headaches, sciatica, neuropathy, vertigo, and many others. Go to yardleyinstitute.org.
I found out a few years ago how powerful Dr. Yardley's gentle, non-invasive treatment can be. Hey, it's Todd Herman. You know what happened? My joint pain, gone. My sciatica is gone. My headaches are gone. Stop living with pain. Get your life back. Dr. Yardley's patients have seen remarkable results from health issues like headaches, migraines, vertigo, neck, low back pain, sciatica, fibromyalgia, and neuropathy. Make an appointment today. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Restoring health, improving lives naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. We'll be right back after Cairo Radio News.
Now, from the Cairo Radio News Center, streaming on the Cairo Radio app.
One of President Trump's closest allies in the Senate says it's likely the impeachment case will proceed in a similar fashion to President Clinton's impeachment trial more than two decades ago. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Senator Lindsey Graham discussed his concerns with calling high-ranking members of the administration as additional witnesses.
What they're doing here is they've got a railroad job in the House and they're trying to fix it in the Senate, and I'm not going to be part of that.
Graham says as of right now, Republicans don't have the votes to dismiss the impeachment charges. Might we one day pay for products by simply showing our hand? CBS News correspondent Bud Mishkin has details.
The Wall Street Journal story indicates that Amazon is creating checkout terminals where you could pay for purchases by simply holding up your hand. The report cites people familiar with the matter. Amazon declined to comment. The idea is that shoppers would link their credit card information to their hands. So when paying for a purchase, a card or phone would not be necessary. Talk to the hand. The Journal story says the plan is to use these terminals in places where you go frequently. Coffee shops, fast food restaurants, any place where they might know your name. And someday, your hand. Bud Mishkin, CBS News.
Washington State's Attorney General has decided not to investigate a civil rights complaint against Seattle Public Schools' gifted education program. A group of parents told the Seattle Times they filed the suit because the program, which enrolls mostly white and Asian students, is racially imbalanced. Instead, the AG's office and the state education department says they'll monitor reforms the district is making to the program to make it more equitable. And now it's time for your forecast.
A few scattered showers this afternoon and evening, especially up north with some breezy conditions. High temperatures in the low 50s. Low 40s overnight with a few scattered showers for Monday. Temperatures in the low 50s. From the Cairo 7 Pinpoint Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Claire Anderson.
Right now it's 45 degrees in downtown Seattle. For Cairo Radio, I'm Alec Downing.
Miss anything? Follow us on Facebook to get caught up. Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. News and talk, powered by the Pacific Northwest. Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
We're back with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally. And Dr. Yardley, in just a second here, we're going to talk to Mike, one of your clients. Why don't we just real quickly preview, what did he come to you with?
Mike came to us, been under chiropractic care before, but not for about a year. He's dealing with a chronic problem of right sciatica. Had some neck stiffness, and he was having a right shoulder problem, and plantar fasciitis. That's always fun.
Yeah, that's a particular joy. Gee, I've had most of these.
You can identify.
I can. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So what was your situation when you went to see Dr. Yardley? It sounds like there was a level of frustration with your care or lack of success.
Yeah, so I have dealt with these all three of the problems and probably a few others that for a very long period of time. As was mentioned, I'd been to numerous chiropractors over the years, maybe dating back almost 20 years, and have tried to go through massage therapy. I've worked with numerous massage therapists trying to solve the problem, and any relief I got was only temporary.
It seems to be the case.
One of the things is if you're an electrician, you spend a lot of time looking and reaching up.
That's right.
And if you've got a right shoulder that doesn't work, it's not helpful.
So you went and saw Dr. Yardley. What were you struck by when you first got there? Was it what you expected?
So I'm just naturally a skeptical guy. I put it off for a long time. I've listened to him on the radio for a number of years. And finally, when I went, I was really impressed by the information from the initial examination. And when we decided that it would be something that I would benefit from, to the explanation as to what was going to be done and how that would work, I was really impressed by that.
Okay, so you got there, and I guess you probably would have known that it was a very subtle procedure?
No, I didn't know. I didn't have any idea.
So
I had no idea.
So when you went through it, what was it like for you?
Well, he told me in advance that a lot of people say they don't think he did anything.
Right.
And I would almost agree with that. I mean, I could tell that there was some movement, but it was very non-invasive. It was totally different than every other thing I've ever tried.
And so what happened?
Well, even on the drive home, my wife came with me, and I told her on the way home that it just totally felt different just driving home in that first hour. But the next day was, I had experienced almost immediate relief.
Really?
Yeah, almost immediate relief.
Now, this is an amazing thing because, you know, when you have a sciatica or plantar fasciitis or shoulder pain, I mean, that's stuff that
that tends to be there for a long time. And you've been experiencing these for, what, months, years?
No, years. Yeah. And the sciatica was probably the biggest change. The other stuff gradually got better. Not instantly, but not over a long period of time. But the sciatica was almost, I mean, I was to the point where I couldn't rotate. I couldn't spin. I couldn't kneel down. I couldn't sit down. I couldn't stand up. I mean, I was literally thinking I was going to be wheelchair bound. And so that's what prompted me to go forward with it, mm-hmm. was just an act of desperation. So that when that got immediate relief, it was relief.
Dr. Yardley,
now he's building a house, so he's feeling better.
That is amazing. Now, there's no way we can guarantee that somebody is going to have a just instant relief like that.
Well, one of the things about being a healthcare institute is we're not about coming up a better widget to fix this or a better widget to fix that. If that happens, and it often does, it's in the process. Our process is really to restore control to control systems and empower the body to heal itself.
So, Mike, let's just run down the list. Sciatica today, where are you at?
It's 99% gone.
That's basically gone. Your neck pain?
It's gone. Yeah.
How about that shoulder pain on the right shoulder?
I still deal with a little bit of shoulder issue, but not pain. It's my arm goes to sleep a lot. But I was having trouble with both, and now it's just the right. And now it's only when I lay on it wrong or sleep wrong. Nope. So it's I would give that a 70%.
And plantar fasciitis can be very, very stubborn. Have you had some relief from that?
I've had a lot of relief from it. It isn't totally gone yet. I still get every once in a while. It's mostly when I wake up in the morning and put my feet on the ground right in the very beginning of the day. After that, it's gone.
So let's talk about your quality of life. How would you say that visiting the Dr. Yardley and the Yardley Institute, what's been the change in your quality of life?
Well, I can move and do things now. Before, like I said, I was at the point where I thought I was going to become wheelchair bound, mm-hmm. and I have grandkids now, so that kind of worried me. I didn't want to end up in a wheelchair. So this has allowed me to do things that I before couldn't do. Like, as was mentioned, I am working on my own house. I've become more active and hiking, and I'm able to do things. So.
That's fantastic. Well, congratulations. Thanks for coming in and talking with Dr. Yardley and me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Are you in pain, facing surgery, or taking drugs with no end in sight? Dr. Yardley is here to help. His gentle, non-invasive treatment allows the body to heal naturally with no drugs or surgery. Learn more at yardleyinstitute.org.
It's Todd Herman here with Cheryl. Cheryl, what led you to see Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C., and tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain.
How about now, after care with Dr. Yardley? Are you sleeping better?
Yes, much better. I could sleep through the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times.
How about the memory and brain fog you talked about? How long before that went away?
I started to notice it within a couple of days. Just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor. You have to remember a lot of things.
Tell me this, Cheryl. As a product of this relief that you've gotten from all of this pain, how's your life changed?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the sail to Portland. I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
Call now during the show, and it's just a $38 prepayment with your credit card, and that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.
Hey, it's Todd Herman here with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. You know, I've learned so much from you about the way the body's connected and the nerves communicate with one another.
and how a tiny problem like the princess and the pea under the mattresses can add up into great big problems. As our body adapts and works its way around the problem, then it can end up in a misbalance elsewhere, and it can develop into pain. And I hear a lot of people talk about neuropathy. They talk about fibromyalgia. But, Dr. Yardley, I feel like they talk about it as an endpoint, that they're not really having respect for where that began. And that princess and the pea metaphor, it might have began with a little pea, you know, sitting at your desk too much, or maybe having too vigorous of a golf swing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess people approach this differently. Some people look at this as disease care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's interesting. If you take a look at these, let's take neuropathy, for instance. Now, 40 years ago, which was about when I started in practice, you'll find that neuropathy, the only time I would see neuropathy come in clinically was it was secondary to diabetes mellitus, people that were diabetic. And there really wasn't much we could do about that. And still, when it's secondary to diabetes, often that's not the case. But about the last 15 years, it changed. People started turning up in my office with neuropathy. No diabetes. They didn't have diabetes at all. And so as we started approaching that clinically, we started getting some pretty good results with it.
Mm.
Now, you're going to find that there's a lot that's done out there in the disease care standpoint. And some of it's really good. Like oftentimes you'll see people are using a thing called vibration platforms. They're using a thing called cold laser, and it will get relief. It will get those nerves stimulated and back to life. The problem is, why did they get there in the first place? And the problem is you have to keep on doing that just to keep those nerves alive. So we prefer, well, I think that's good and that's fine to do. We prefer to step back a little bit and say, okay, what's the deeper cause of this? Where is this coming from? And for us, where that takes us is into control systems within the body. Mm-hmm. And we find that control systems cause joints not to work the way that they're supposed to. These joints begin to affect nerves, and the nerves react in different ways. They could be painful. It can start affecting your gait, start resulting in spinal stenosis. It starts resulting in neuropathy down in the legs and the feet. And then sometimes we see neuropathy developing in other parts of the body as well, in the hands. And these are primarily coming from neck issues. And neck issues, again, are handled because of the joints and approaching the joints. What they don't look is that the head is not sitting straight on the neck. And it's that whole balancing act which is the key to unwinding a lot of the problems in the neck. And that's our area of expertise. That's what we do at the Institute.
So, Dr. Yardley, I've learned from you that neuropathy sometimes manifests as feeling like there's a sock balled up in your shoe, even though it's not there, right?
Right.
All right. So to further explain this, people will be experiencing these things. And the disease care approach might explain this as, let's say that you have a rock in your shoe. Okay, you've been hiking, you got a little pebble in your shoe. One approach to that might be layering another padding on top of the padding inside the shoe.
Right.
Oh, okay. Well, now I have another padding. Now you walk another mile. You don't feel it. But then the padding starts to wear down. And, hey, I feel the rock again. Hey, well, I got the idea. Let's put another pad on top of the second or the third pad. You're still feeling it.
Yes.
But I guess the way you go about this in the gentle, non-invasive upper cervical way is you just go and say, hey, you know what? What if we got rid of the rock? What if we went to the actual cause of the pain, of the fibromyalgia, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. That was a great analogy, actually. And there's value in both. I mean, there's no virtue in living in pain and just suffering through it. I'm not a big fan of that at all. And people come in and they're almost apologetic because they're taking drugs for the pain. I'm saying, hey, if I had the pain and this was the only thing I could do, I'd be doing it too, you see. But let's see if we can find a better way. Let's see if we can find a way around this without the need for the drugs.
Yeah, and it's so common. I don't know how many patients of yours I've met, you know, in the welcome area, at the clinic, at the radio station, doing commercials. I have yet to meet a patient who didn't come away with a surprise benefit after getting the upper cervical treatment and the gentle care. Have you ever had a surprising case? Like, I know you've been doing this for so long, but have you ever stepped back and said, oh, wow, I'm surprised as well that my treatment could address this?
I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And if you go to my website, and you've seen this as well. And the reason that happens is really because it's a healthcare approach as opposed to a disease care approach. A disease care approach is all about coming up with a better widget to make this feel better, make that feel better, hopefully to fix this or to fix that. Now, the problem with it is it generally treats effects, not causes. And the reason we call ourselves a healthcare institute is that's just not what we do.
Yeah.
We step back from that and we take a look at control systems within the body, regardless of what's going on with the patient. Let's correct those, then let's see what happens. And then the dynamic, the kaleidoscope of changes that occur in many people's bodies, quite amazing to me, as well as to the patient.
Yeah, Dr. Arley, there's a famous viral video that went around talking about the different way men and women deal with emotional stress. Mm. And a woman is talking to her husband saying, it's just, I've got this pain in my head that it's all consuming during the day. And there's a needle, there's a nail hammered into her forehead. And he says, well, honey, if we could just remove the nail. She says, it's not about the nail. I just want to be listened to. And so you're really going and you're saying, look, when you do these, you know, the very gentle, non-invasive treatment, you're really, really just removing the nail, right? And allowing people to get to healing.
Exactly. At least in the cases we accept for care, that's what we're trying to do. We're, of course, not a cure-all, but yeah. But what we do helps a lot of people. They get help no other way.
Yeah. And, you know, my experience has just been, you know, just right along those lines of the joint pain for me is gone. The sciatic, I forgot I had it. And you know what else? Just sitting here talking to you right now. Yeah. I forgot I used to get Sunday headaches. I used to get regular Sunday headaches. And then, of course, I've talked to my listeners extensively about my sinus condition gone. My friend Ron Upshaw had this happen as well, where his sciatica was gone. Not what we expected. Hey, look, there's over 100 stories at yardleyinstitute.org. Stories just like mine and my friend Ron Upshaw's. If you don't think you're ready yet, go read some of those. I bet you're going to find some people in there who sound like you. You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Do you suffer from migraines, headaches, neck and back pain, sciatica, joint pain, or neuropathy? These are all health issues Dr. Yardley's patients have seen incredible improvements with. Hear from over 100 patients at yardleyinstitute.org.
Hey, it's Todd Herman. I'm here with a fellow patient of Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. Craig is from Olympia. You started going through the treatment. What's it meant for your overall quality of life?
It's much different. I mean, I can get up in the morning and bend over and put my socks on.
Yeah.
which doesn't seem like a big deal until you can do it again all of a sudden, you know?
Right.
Overall, it's just my whole frame of mind even is better because I'm not dealing with this constant pain anymore. From the headaches to the shoulder blades to the hips, it's just all so much better. So much more active. I am in the gym 3 times a week. Yeah. And so
as a former cop, you think you could still take down a perp?
Yeah. Show me one.
I bet you could. So what do you tell people who hear this, they sit on the fence, right? Craig, they've tried the ibuprofen. They've tried masking the pain. They've tried these other treatments.
Well, I've tried acupuncture. I've tried massages. I've tried a number of different things. And I would say don't be like me and sit out there and hesitate and wait and wait. Just go get it done.
I couldn't agree more.
Call now during the show and assist a $38 prepayment with your credit card. And that's a great deal because normally it's $148. That includes all the gentle, non-invasive tests. You'll meet with the doctor. You'll find out if you're a candidate for care at the Yardley Institute. Call now during the show. It's just $38. Call 866-704-1047. That's 866-704-1047. You can learn more and book your appointment at yardleyinstitute.org. That's yardleyinstitute.org.
Now more of Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM.
Welcome back. Great to have you listening today. Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk with your patient, Cheryl, who has only been with you for a short time, but she's had pretty remarkable results, hasn't she?
Yes, she has. She actually lives on Anderson Island. You know, there isn't a week goes by that I don't get people calling me, not wanting to travel the distance, uh-huh. Trying to find someone closer, and usually that's not possible. Here we've got a woman that lives on an island, and she travels over regularly for the care, and she's seen great results.
Let's talk to her. Cheryl, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm really excited to be here.
Dr. Yardley is here.
Hi there.
Hello.
You two sound like friends.
We are.
That's right.
Well, Cheryl, tell us what led you to see Dr. Yardley. Tell me what your condition was.
Well, there are several conditions, mostly from years of panic attacks, sleep problems, neck and shoulder pain, back pain. I had seen others that sought help for it, and I heard Dr. Yardley's show over the years. At first, I thought he was too far away and found out he was really close, went and saw him.
So let me come back here a little bit with your, I think you mentioned sleeping. You had pain when you were sleeping?
Yes, I was nicknamed the wiggle worm. I moved all night long because I could never get comfortable.
Wow. And what about, you talked about back pain and also neck pain. Tell me about that.
Well, I work at home and I'm at the computer a lot. So, you know, it was very uncomfortable to sit in front of a computer. Just the neck pain, constantly having to get up and move around and try and get comfortable.
What was interesting to me was this wasn't a new problem. You've been living with this for about 5 to 10 years, is that correct?
Yes, it is.
And it also was creating brain fog, and your memory wasn't working too well.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was one of the first things I noticed having treatment with you.
Mm-hmm.
There's some clarity, huh? Well, help me out here, too, with the panic attacks. Now, that's kind of an unusual thing. What was tied to the panic? Do you have any idea?
I really don't. They started when I was around 12, and they actually dissipated during the day. I'd gotten control of them during the day, and then they started turning up at night. And now, since my treatments, they've really backed way off.
Well, let's talk about this. So you go to see Dr. Yardley. Mm-hmm. You've heard the show. Did you find that the procedure was very painful and invasive? And what are you laughing about?
Pain, what is that now? No, I was actually, when he did the first treatment, I was laying on my side. My husband was there, and I was just bracing for a snap or something. And just the lightest touch, and it was, wow.
You sound amazed when you said the lightest touch. It's like there must be something that follows that. Tell me more.
Well, you don't really feel anything. I could hear, I don't know, just like a little brushing. When you turn your head on a pillow, that kind of a noise.
Okay.
That's all that I heard. That's all that I really felt. When I sat up, I felt different in that I know that something was going on, but I don't really know how to explain it other than that it felt like a release.
And how long was it before your memory fog and sort of your brain fog dissipated?
I started to notice it within a couple of days, just noticing that I was able to stay on track easier with work. I'm a realtor, so you have to remember a lot of things and keep on track and be able to switch from one task to another.
Now, I'm a big fan of sleep. So you started sleeping much better, didn't you?
Oh, yes, much better. I could sleep through the night. I would get up once in the middle of the night, where before I would get up 4 and 5 times. I would get up and play on my iPad or whatever to bore myself and get back to sleep.
How is the pain that you were experiencing when you were sleeping? Did that just go away?
Yeah, it's gone now. No more pain while I'm sleeping.
Mm. You got heart palpitations during the night as well.
Yes.
Yeah, night and wasn't your good time of the day, was it?
No, and thank you for reminding me that I haven't had any, so I totally forgot about it.
See, isn't that the amazing thing? You're not the first patient to say, you know, that something that was a problem vanished and you actually forget about it because you're not dealing with it anymore.
Right, and I would get up in the middle of the night and take antacids, too. And now that you remind me about the heart palpitations, I don't take the antacids at night anymore.
Now, see, that I didn't know about.
I didn't realize until you brought it up.
So tell me this, Cheryl. How has your life changed as a product of this relief that you've gotten from all this pain? What's happened?
I have outlook now. Amazing outlook. I want to ride the Seattle to Portland ride coming up this next summer.
The STP, sure.
The STP. And I really didn't think I could do that just a few months ago. I didn't think that it was going to be in my future. And I see a lot more things in my future now physically that I was starting to lose hope.
And you would recommend Dr. Yardley to others?
Absolutely. In fact, I don't know why everybody doesn't go to him. I waited 6 years, and why did I wait so long?
Well, Cheryl, thank you so much for making time to talk with us today.
Thank you.
We really appreciate it. And it's great that you're feeling better.
I'm feeling amazing, and thank you so much. I can't say it enough.
Well, it's our pleasure.
It sounds to me like you really dramatically turned her life around, Lee.
Well, we made it possible for her body to turn it around. That's true.
And that's what you're doing. You're restoring the brain and body connection, and the body essentially heals itself?
That's correct. We don't heal. The body heals.
You're listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio.
Thank Thanks for listening to Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley. You can learn more about the Yardley Institute and listen to over 50 patients share their remarkable stories. Just go to yardleyinstitute.org. Tune in next Sunday for Restoring Health, Improving Lives Naturally with Dr. Lee Yardley on Cairo Radio, 97.3 FM.